Note to self.
It's past six.
Yeah, we're going to have, is our lady going to tell us? Oh, okay.
Well, it's so excited. I love the smile. She's
like, no, I know.
Smile.
It's just, yeah, for, no, you, no, I like the.
They're talking about you, Angela.
Yes.
Did you actually use
Mr. Mayor?
They're like, I love her smile. She's always smiling.
Did you actually use the clock to determine it was after six?
Oh,
that, the red one.
I can't show you my smile.
Good. Can we strike all of that from the record?
Are we ready? Oh, good. Okay. Good evening, everybody. This is the city council meeting for the city of Bonnie Lake for July the 25th. 2023. I'm glad we have our one day that we can actually bring in sunshine into the council chamber. But the very first thing we do is salute our flag. So if we could stand.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, Madam Clerk, could you call the roll, please?
Mayor McCullough.
I'm here.
Here.
Councilmember Baldwin.
She is raising her hand that she is here.
Councilmember Evans.
Here.
Ellison.
Here.
Councilmember.
Present.
Baldwin.
Present.
Here.
Okay, and we don't seem to have any agenda modifications tonight, and seeing that there is no public hearing, we will go on to citizen commentary. Okay, this is your time to address the council on city business. The city will now enable the video and microphone for those who are attending virtually. You will need to turn on your video and microphones on your end if you are wanting to be seen or heard. This we will start with those who are here in person, and move to the virtual comments afterwards. Everyone will have 5 minutes, and when you do come to the podium, please state your name and address.
Council Mayor, I'm Dan Decker, 4.170 Street East, Bonnie Lake, Washington, and I am past council member. What is a representative versus direct democracy form of government? Representative government is the most common form of government. Being common in nature does not make it the best form of government. A representative form of government is usually blind and deaf to the needs of the people. Each state has federal senators and the House of Representatives voted on by the people. Do these elected officials in each state vote the way the people want, or do they vote party line? Direct democracy. Direct democracy. What the hell is that? Has anybody ever heard of direct democracy? Direct democracy is what no government once wants. Direct democracy gives the power of the government to the people. Our elected officials create laws, and we the people vote yes or no. If the people vote no, then that law dies. In Washington State, the representative form of government from time to time asks the people how we feel about this or that. We respond by saying we don't like that. Then the legislature votes and keeps what we don't like. Now, that's true representation. The U.S. government, the U.S. government, state, county, and city governments are representative. Representative form of government is very effective for the government, but not so effective for the people. The representative form of government brought the people an additional form of Bonnie Lake City utility billing. We get to pay for water coming into our homes, and we get to pay for water going out of our homes into the sewer system. The city calls this volumetric. Volumetric doesn't measure how much water is going back into the sewer. How many people voted for this false volumetric expense to be added to their water bill? Oh, that's right. We're not a direct democracy. We have a representative form of government. Therefore, seven council members got to vote on spending our money. Note, I was on the council at the time, and I do apologize for my bad vote on the volumetric form of billing. Thank you very much, council.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Decker. Is there anybody else for the good of the order who is present who wishes to speak? Okay. Now we will start on those that are virtual. Anybody who wishes to appear virtually, you will have 5 minutes. If you do state anything, state your name and address for the record, please. Okay. Very good. Okay, we will now, we don't have anybody who is speaking virtually, so now we will disable all video and microphone for those who are attending virtually. And next will come committee reports. Finance Committee, please.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. The Finance Committee met today at 5 o'clock upstairs. We approved our minutes. We had a personnel update, which was personnel update's fairly long. It's about 2 pages. A lot of stuff going on, new hire letters, conditional offers or letters, receipt of applications, vacancies not yet posted for, recent upcoming separations, out of class assignments, and seasonal recruitments. So there's a lot going on in HR, essentially. We had a discussion and action items, AB 23-118, which is a request to add limited term community court case manager to the FTE chart. That looks like a great deal. In fact, that we will get a grant that the court has been already approved for $288,000 and some change. Those both will be coming forward on a consent agenda at our next council meeting. So it'll be August 8th. Next meeting will be at 5 o'clock upstairs on August 8th. The public is invited. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Deputy Mayor Carter. I'm sure Ms. Seymour is quite pleased by that.
Yeah.
Or are you going to stay for the rest of it, or is that what you wanted to hear? All right. Next, we have Community Development Committee.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Community Development Committee did meet on July 18th, 5 o'clock upstairs also. The public is invited. We had several items of business. They included a resolution 3170 for the award of the 200th court pavement overlay, and that one's recommended on tonight's agenda as recommended due pass. Also, resolution 3171, which is award a contract with Diversified Holding Northwest for the 2023 sidewalk extension project. Thank you, staff, and everybody for going through an extensive process to recommend different pieces of sidewalk that needed to be worked on. We all know there's a lot out there that needs to be done. These are selected on the listing and recommended for approval on tonight's agenda. Also, resolution 3172, contract with Doolittle Construction for the what they're saying is like surface treatment project, which is kind of a classification for different things they're doing to maintain the streets out there. It's, you know, it's chip seal, right? That yearly thing that goes on. And also recommended for approval on tonight's agenda. Also, a separate item was the resolution 3171, which we're still working on in committee, and staff's doing a great job of recognizing that we have new requirements that are coming out with MPDS phase two that the city will slip into here. More inspections and things that they have to work on with that, but we're going, you know, working with staff to get a control inspection program out there that will make sense and not be onerous and extra burdening to the people out there, businesses specifically. It really affects businesses. And also resolution 3174, hearing examiner services, and that's just kind of a unique case on how to deal with appeals, and that was recommended on the consent agenda for approval. Those were items of business that evening. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Councilmember Swatman. One question on the sidewalks. Is that, mm-hmm. Yeah, I heard you say extension, but then I also heard you say repair. Is it for
no, both? The sidewalks are new. Those are additional sidewalks in the Angeline area. So those will be additional sidewalks added. Thank you for recommending that.
Oh, you bet. Okay. And Public Safety Committee, please.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. The Public Safety meeting will meet on August 8th at 3:30 p.m.
However, I did want to give a update in lieu of that, since it's 2 weeks out. Chief Jeter sent over an email to the Public Safety Committee earlier this week, and it's in regards to the 2022 crime stats in Washington. I'll just go over a couple of the highlights here. Reported crime, unfortunately, is up 9%. However, violent crime is down. It's remained low. Crime rate per 1,000 population remains on the lower side of the middle end in Pierce County. And two of the things that the chief is particularly proud of, which we as a council and a city should be as well, is we're second in Pierce County in percentage of crimes cleared, and the arrest total is very high compared to similarly situated agencies. So criminals here are being held more accountable in Bonnie Lake than they are in most other places in Pierce County. Our officers do a tremendous job of identifying criminal activity and identifying those responsible for criminal activity and following through with the arrest. It's still too early for 2023 numbers, but currently reported crime is down 38% in the first 5 months of this year. So it's a direct attribution to the men and women of the Bonnie Lake Police Department. So thank you, Chief. As his final words were here, word is getting out that if you commit crimes in Bonnie Lake, you'll be held accountable. And I think that's what we want from our police department, our legal team, and what our citizens are excited to hear. So thank you very much for that.
Which deserves a job, Chief.
All right. Thank you, Councilmember Evans. I don't see any other reports. So now we will go to the consent agenda. Is there a motion?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor of adopting the consent agenda for July 25th, 2023, say aye.
Aye.
I saw, okay, a number one and a silent aye from Councilmember Baldwin. So the consent agenda has been passed unanimously. We have no committee issues. We have to go until 6:15, so I will start reading very slowly. Seeing no more business, we are adjourned. Thank you, everybody, for attending.
Nailed it. 12 minutes. I told you. And,